Earners, what's up? Look, in the world of personal finance management, finding the right tool is crucial. If you've been relying on Mint to keep your personal finances in check, I got a mix of news for you. Mint is closing down. But here's a silver lining. Monarch Money is stepping up as the go-to financial app, and users, including myself, are making the switch with a smile. Before Monarch, juggling my finances felt like navigating a stormy sea. Other apps either lacked features or were too cumbersome. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design turned financial management from a chore into a breeze. The constant updates, well, that's the cherry on top. But what truly set it apart for me was its collaboration feature. Money matters can strain relationships, but Monarch brings peace to the table. The app's collaboration tools allow my partner and I to seamlessly manage our finances together. We aligned on our budgets, tracked our cash flow, and even planned our future goals all in one place. Speaking of goals, be it saving for a down payment, your dream vacation, or your children's education, Monarch simplifies it all. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal hailed it as the best budgeting app. This isn't just an app. It's the next generation of personal finance management, ad-free, intuitive, and always evolving with you in mind. Now look, Monarch isn't just another app. It's the all-in-one solution, from effortlessly importing your data from Mint to customizing your dashboard to your heart's content. Monarch respects your privacy with a strict no ads, no data selling policy. This is financial management as it should be, focused on you. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/Mondays. That's monarchmoney.com/Mondays for your extended 30-day free trial.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Can we talk about this? So a while back, I said that I posed the question of what's the difference between Elon Musk and Kanye West?
Yes.
And I said that there's not too much of a difference, honestly. I said that the only difference is that Elon Musk is white. And, you know, some people didn't fully understand the context of it. But you now we're seeing Elon Musk unravel in front of our eyes.
A little bit.
In front of our eyes. He's lost probably 50 sponsors in the last 2 days. Mm-hmm. And he's threatened nuclear lawsuits. He actually just sued. He's tweeting. It's very random. His pattern is very manic. He's in a very manic state right now. And this is scary because he's the second richest person in the world and one of the most powerful people in the world. So it's one thing to see somebody in a manic state. Yay. He's in a manic state. Nobody really has sympathy. It's a joke. He makes music. He makes sneakers. All right. But when you see somebody who's in a manic state, who's the most powerful person in the world, one of, that's pretty dangerous. It was a lot that was made about the tweet that he reposted. I forgot. Can you pull up what the tweet exactly said? The White House made a statement denouncing him, but they can't stop doing business with him.
No.
Yeah. So this is one of these things where it's like he can't get canceled. He really can't get canceled. Like literally, he's too big to fail. And it's like, how far does he go? Are we just gonna watch him just go like complete meltdown? It's possible.
What comparisons to Kanye do you see in him?
Brilliance. Can we make it back split screen, Mike? Brilliance, creative thinker, thinks outside the box, doesn't care what people think, but I also see the manic movements. I don't think he's mentally stable. I don't think Kanye's mentally stable. I think that he's very erratic with his behavior.
Stressed, too.
Says anything he wants. Yeah. Has no level of touch with reality. I think it's a lot of parallels.
Yeah.
It's a lot of parallels.
Yeah. And Kanye, it has affected Tesla stock tremendously.
Like everybody laughed when Kanye was like, he wants to be Disney, Walt Disney. Well, if given the proper
infrastructure,
the proper upbringing, proper education, proper connection, I think he could have been. I think he could have been Elon Musk, right? It's just like, okay, yeah. One's father is already wealthy and comes from mining background in South Africa and provided different opportunities. And, you know, everything is a domino effect. And one comes from the South Side of Chicago. But I think if swapped, he could have been Elon Musk. Think so. Okay.
Yeah.
Think so.
Yeah.
So, somebody tweeted, Jewish community have been pushing exact kind of hatred against whites, and they claim to want to stop using it against them. And he said that is the absolute truth. And a lot of people said that was white supremacy.
Yeah.
He also said something that made no sense. He said decolonization is a form of the term decolonization is a form of genocide. That is the epitome of.
Wait, what?
He said
he tweeted that.
Yeah, he tweeted it. Decolonization is a form of genocide. That is the epitome of white supremacy.
Blanco privilege.
That's the epitome of white supremacy. Like, let's take a country like South Africa, where he's from, right? So white people come colonize native people and do what colonizers do. Native people. So there's a thing about it. There's never been one reported case in the history of the world where black people or native people have committed genocide against white people that have come.
Yeah.
But every single part of the world where white people have came, they've created genocide against native people. Mm-hmm. So like, it has never been one reported time in history where the natives have created Thanksgiving. What did I say? The Indians saved the pilgrim and in return the pilgrim killed them. And then they actually make a holiday about it. Mm-hmm. Like, there's never been a time when there's been genocide from native people on white people. And he says decolonization is a form of genocide. Like, you go to a country, you take over the country, and if people want their country back, well, now it's genocide against the oppressors that have taken the country. It's a warped thing, but this is so disturbing that somebody, like I said, somebody of his, obviously he's extremely intelligent and he's extremely successful. He can tweet something like that. And
construction.
Yeah.
And there's nothing there's not even any repercussions that will come from him saying that.
Yeah.
But it's just like it says a lot about the world that we're in, but it also says a lot about white supremacy. It's a mindset that you're always in fear, right? Like, you're always looking at the other. It's like white people, like you're saying, like, oh, black people are criminals. Well, very few black people don't usually commit crimes against white people. But you already have that level of fear in your brain. You're like, this is going to happen. Well, you've only committed crimes against black people. Mm-hmm. It's way more atrocities on the other side. There has never been a revolt of any except for Haiti. And you see what happened to them.
See what happened to them.
They're still paying. For that.
The repercussions have been
hundreds of years later. So, that's a whole different conversation. Yeah. But
it goes back to the origin of the conversation of having capital. When you have the capital, you could do what you like, right? He buys a company, takes it private. What are the repercussions for him saying whatever he wants? There isn't any, right? People didn't. Companies, IBM, Apple, Lionsgate, Paramount, they didn't start pausing the advertising on there, not for what he was saying, but because their message, right, their ads were showing up after neo-Nazi ads, and they were like, hey, we can't stand near that, right? If that's what's happening on your platform, we can't stand that. Not because of what he said. It was like, hey, we can't have a Disney ad showing after that. We can't have HBO Max appearing after that. We're going to pause this until you figure it out. Not we're going to cancel you, not we're going to pull our ads permanently from your platform. We're going to pause them until you
know that tweet. The tweet is when they canceled it. And like I said, the White House issued a statement against it. That one tweet was that's why he's suing him. That one tweet actually caused
the,
a lot of
the media trouble. Matters.
Yeah, that tweet caused a lot of damage, yeah. And he's still kind of doing he's backpedaling from that right now. But my whole thing with Elon is that he's never had. This is the guy who said that he wants to have a penis measuring competition. Pause. Like I'm just using. That's I'm actually cleaning that.
He did say that. It was just crazy. Like
the things that he's crazy. Able to say.
But publicly, he won't fight Zuckerberg.
The things that he's able to say publicly, nobody. It's amazing. It's actually pretty mind-boggling. And he's never faced any repercussions for anything. This is a pattern. This is a pattern over years. It's not like he just started doing. He's been doing this for years.
Yeah.
And it's once again, it's like at the end of the day, the only thing that people do respect in this world is money.
Mm-hmm.
And he has enough money and enough power and enough influence to do whatever he wants to do, to say whatever he wants.
Yeah.
And there's nothing that's going to happen. It's like Donald Trump. Donald Trump's the same way. Donald Trump has repeatedly said the most craziest things of all time, and he became president, and he'll probably become president again. It's pretty astonishing if you really think about it. Like the things that he's been able to get away with. And look, it's not even, I don't even have a position on Trump either way, but I mean, the facts are the facts.
What Joe says?
The things that he's been able to do.
92 indictments?
It's
that's crazy.
It's mind-boggling. Crazy. It's mind-boggling.
If he puts Tesla, going back to the shareholders, big lesson of the night, entrepreneurs, keep majority of the controlling interest in your business so you don't get screwed. But if the shareholders are not happy and his commentary begins to affect the share price enough, I mean, because it was at one point at 379, it's currently at 235. If it slides underneath that 104 mark, I know we talked about it last week. The analyst said it can go to 50. I don't think it'd go that low. But if it hovers at 100 to 80 for a long period of time, they'll try and oust him too. That's the only way we can make people pay.
The boys
but he does have Starlink on the back end, which I think would be the darling of all the products and inventions that he's made. It's going to take a blow financially to make him stop some of the commentary that he's made.
Yeah, so, it'd be interesting to even see how he has set up his board, right? Because every board is not created the same. In fact, what the people who left from OpenAI and created Anthropic, they saw how the board was set up and they decided to create their board in a completely different manner. So it'd be interesting to see how Elon has set up the board for Tesla or how the board has been set up for Tesla, because it may not have the autonomy to say, hey, we have to rule in the favor of the investors and maybe remove you. It might be have a vote or a board of trustees. It could be different. So that's another part of it that, you know, structuring your business is important as well.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.